Hello, this is Bill Lytell with a little wisdom for your walk. I'd like to talk to you today about kind of a tidbit podcast, some good things that I've run across through the years, things that have helped me, things I put on 3x5 cards, try to memorize, try to go over on a regular basis, points of encouragement. There was a book years ago called Scarlet Thread Through the Bible. Also some works by people that identify the Lord Jesus in every book of the Bible. I started early in my spiritual experience looking in the Bible for the Lord Jesus as I read through the Bible every year, looking for him in the 66 books. In the Old Testament alone, I found in Genesis, he's the seed. In Exodus, he's the bush. In Leviticus, he's the lamb. In Numbers, he's the brazen serpent. In Deuteronomy, he's the law. In Joshua, he's the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he's our deliverer. In Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. In Samuel, he's the anointer of kings. In Kings, he's the king of Israel. In Chronicles, he's a great historian. In Ezra, he's the temple of God. In Nehemiah, he's the wall of God. In Esther, he's the savior of his people. In Job, he's a daysman. In Psalm, I found him to be a song. Proverbs, he's wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, he's a great conclusion. In Songs of Solomon, he's the lover of your soul. In Isaiah, he's a suffering servant. In Jeremiah, he's a weeping prophet. Lamentation, I see him as a street preacher. In Ezekiel, he's a true shepherd. In Daniel, he's a stone the builders rejected. In Hosea, he's a reconciling one. In Joel, he's the day of the Lord. In Amos, he's the preacher against sin. In Obadiah, he's Edom. In Jonah, he's a merciful God. In Micah, I see him to be Bethlehem. In Nahum, he's a judge of God's enemies. In Habakkuk, he's a God of justice. In Haggai, he's a rebuilder of the temple. In Zephaniah, he's the day of the Lord. In Zechariah, he's the coming king to put his feet on the Mount of Olives. And in Malachi, he's the rebuker of formalism. I ran across another little tidbit years ago. I'll try to read this for you. It's written by an anonymous African pastor. That's all I've ever been able to find out. I've done some research and tried who wrote it. As an unnamed individual, had a grip on the Christian life and what we're to do for Christ. It's a commitment. And I, as I read through it every time, I get convicted about how my commitment should be like this man's commitment. He said, he kind of drew a line in the sand. I think all of us need to do that as a Christian. I'm part of the fellowship of the unashamed. We put that right above our main entrance of our Gospel Baptist Church. I'm part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit's power. The die has been cast. I stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of his. I won't look back. Let up, slow down, look away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, and mundane talking, cheap living, and dwarfed gods. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right. Boy, that's big. I don't have to be first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence, walk by patience, lifted by prayer, labor by power. My face is set. My gate is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions few. My guide is reliable. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up, until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I'm a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. I must go till he comes, give till I drop, preach till all know, and work until he stops me. And when he comes for his own, he will have no problem recognizing me. My banner will be clear. A tidbit that I found along the way of life, searching through so many things and studying of the Bible. I hope these help you some to find Jesus Christ in every book of the Old Testament. I'll do the New Testament later. And also having a commitment by that old African pastor. May that be ours by his grace. Some wisdom for your walk.